Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, WBLQ in the Northeast, Transformation Talk Radio, and CRN. And also, you may be listening to us from iTunes or on my website right now. But one way or another, you're listening, and I'm so glad you've tuned in today. I wanted to say hello to those people who have been connecting with me via Facebook. We've got a Stellar Reflections page and a Christine Upchurch Show page. It's always good to hear from you. And speaking of connecting, I would love for those of you who are in the Seattle area to connect with me next week on Friday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. I'll be presenting at East West Bookshop. And if you listened to the Dr. Pat Show yesterday morning, she and I had an hour-long discussion about energetic patterns in our vibrational fields. You've heard me talk about this several times in the past. I know you have. Our reality is determined by our vibration. And you've probably heard that in one way or another and heard about creating your own reality and those sorts of things. But there's more to it than just the overall vibration. It has to do with the patterns in your vibrational field. And I'm always saying, if you want to change the patterns in your life, then change the patterns in your vibrational field. And I know that seems rather ethereal, kind of ill-defined, but at my presentation at East West Bookshop, I'm going to talk to you more about that. I'm going to discuss the energetics that we are going through right now here on the planet, and my perspective of how we as a species, as well as a planet, are going through an evolution of sorts. Now, as you probably already know, if you're a regular listener, I'm one of the co-creators of the 111 activation, as well as the 222 activation. And I will be talking about these activations, as well as the evolution, coming up next Friday. So these activations came about, oh gosh, they began to come through on January 11th of 2011. That's 1111. And it was actually a pattern that we learned to co-create in a person's vibrational field. And as it turns out, you put the pieces together, it creates a sacred pattern, a sacred vibrational structure, so to speak. And next week at East West Bookshop, I'm going to be discussing with you about these patterns and why it's so effective to have a practitioner implement and co-create one of these vibrational patterns within your field, because it allows us to go to that next level of being much more quickly. So anyway, I hope you'll join me next week at East West Bookshop, 7:30 p.m. Now, speaking of energetic vibrational fields, we're going to be discussing that some today. The title of the show today is Stepping Into Your Future, Creating a New Reality. Hey, Benny. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
You like creating new reality?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of the fun of being human, isn't
yeah,
it?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
It is. And many of us end up creating a pattern that creating a reality that we really don't want.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, unfortunately.
But it's really fun to be able to sort of tune in and say, I'm inspired to do this, and then move forward creating something. And my guest today is going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking with the language of frequency, which is like my language. So I'm really jazzed about this. So today we're going to be talking about how to discover the missing ingredient for unlocking vast fields of raw potential. How to gain insight into your personal morphogenic field and how it functions as the underlying blueprint for your reality. My guest today is Dawn Clark. She's an international best-selling author. She's the author of The Forbidden Text. She's a visionary, an entrepreneur, and an inspirational teacher. Dawn delivers her message across multiple media platforms and genres, and I've connected with her in that way in a couple of different programs that she's offered. And I have to tell you, this is my field, and I'm really impressed with what she has to offer, and I'm very impressed with her insights. Her knowledge was deepened by profound near-death experiences, which we're going to hear about, I hope. And her work incorporates the research of such notable physicists as Bill Tiller, friend of mine. I absolutely love that man. Russell Targ and Brian Greene and Rupert Sheldrake. She has counseled and advised people from all walks of life, including Nobel Prize and Emmy Award-winning winners, Fortune 100 executives, psychologists, entertainers, teachers, parents, and teens. And I love the fact that she is reaching into the mainstream with what once upon a time was rather woo-woo, but is such an integral part of our being. And I love the fact that scientists are starting to catch up with it, and people in the mainstream are opening to this. She helps people repair core fractures, clear toxic emotions, and repattern themselves for longevity and success. She has spent her life creating works that empower others to reshape not only their future, but also the future of the planet. Please welcome Dawn Clark. Dawn, are you there?
I am. What an exciting show today.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited. You know, Dawn, I have to tell you that I found my way to you in sort of an indirect way. Now, as my listeners know, I have a passion for not only bringing those household names onto my show, but people who, you know, my listeners may not have heard of before, who I know are that next wave, that next generation of the movers and shakers on this planet. And one of my colleagues, Sabrina Fritz, had forwarded to me a link of yours, and she said, oh, you know, you might like this. And typically, if she sends me something, I know I'll like it. But there was just something vibrationally. It's like, I've got to click on this. I've got to click on it now. And there I was listening to a recording of you. And I think I was putting on my makeup or something. And I was like, yes, yes. And I've got to have her on my show. You know, by the time I had my mascara on, I knew I had to have you on my show.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. And what you're doing is amazing out there. Really incredible. I love your message.
Oh, thank you
for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So, you know, we all have a journey, and I know that probably at some point in your life you had an inner knowing, right? When did that occur that you knew that you were to be playing this role in this mission?
Well, it was a very interesting growing up experience for me, because for as long as I could remember, I could see fields of frequency, and I didn't really know what to do with that information until I had a near-death experience. I've actually had more than one, but the one at 7 really helped me to get grounded into the understanding that it was a universal language of sorts. And I'm sorry, I was so running to get here, so I'm catching my breath.
I know. We had a little glitch in our communication, and you were thinking it was a little later. So
I thought it was a noon, but that's good. I'm here. I needed the exercise.
Okay.
But anyhow, really seeing people's fields as early as 3 and 4, way beyond orbit, seeing the potential within each person. They have this unique soul print, and it's an imprint of who they are, what their passion is, what they came to do. And what people come to do is not a destination. It's actually, you could think of it more like a vibration or a string that's resonating in a certain way, and we can put pearls on that string. So
if you're a teacher. I like that imagery.
Yeah. So I'm a teacher, and I've taught high school, and I've tutored, and I've taught internationally, and I've written books, and, mm-hmm. you know, I've done a choose-your-own-adventure for an online program, and I'm working on a movie, but it's all in the vein of helping people to grow. So I'm a teacher through all of that. So that soul print of what we came to do is imprinted within our morphogenetic field, which is like the underlying blueprint that we have that helps to shape the world around us. And it's like a computer's core operating system. Whether you're running Mac or Windows, that would be like the operating system. But I could see it, and then I could also see what was holding people back. So vibrationally, they had drag in their field, whether that was from imprinted limiting beliefs uh-huh. about not being good enough.
Right. That's always a huge one. Yeah.
Yeah, or core fractures or core toxic emotions. And so for as long as I can remember, I wanted to help people get rid of the drag that was in their field and step into their potential to live the life they came to live.
Right.
And that's it. So it's been that way for a long, long time. And when I was 9, the message, this was after the near-death experience, was that I was to facilitate world peace. Now, that was very confusing for me.
Uh-huh.
And my dad
yeah,
was
most
home.
Children have a hard time with that one.
And my facilitate world peace was a big mission. And I thought, my dad was home that weekend. He was counterintelligence, and I rarely saw him. He happened to be home. I said, so, Dad, what's the most important position I could have in the world to facilitate world peace? And he uh-huh. said, this was the Kissinger era. He said, well, you can go be Secretary of State.
Right.
And I thought, okay, fine, I'll do that. What do I need to do? And he said, well, you start by getting a law degree. So I actually thought that that made sense until I realized that was really not the way to facilitate world peace or true change, because it happens within each of us as individuals, and we're so interconnected. And it ripples out to the world every time we make one tiny change in our own lives. You know that. It just changes the vibration as a whole.
It does. It, through that entrainment, you know, those lives that we touch are definitely affected. But, you know, scientists have been showing that even though there are these huge distances between, say, you know, this side of the globe and the other side of the globe, there's this quantum entanglement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Quantum entanglement, non-local reality is all something that we need to understand how it functions within our daily lives to really be able to become everything we can become down here.
Yes. And, you know, I'm sure each of us is really inspired to become our true self. I think that it's we're motivated in so many ways. And oftentimes we will use addictions, we'll use all sorts of things that are totally ineffective to try to get ourselves to feel good about being in our lives. And so when we come back on the Christine Upchurch Show, we're going to be talking more with you, Dawn, about what an individual can do to shift out of these habits that are not serving them and step into their blueprint of joy and expansion when we return.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm having a fascinating conversation with Don Clark. Don, you know, since you have the ability to see the morphogenetic. I'm going to say vibrational because, good God, I can't seem to say that word.
And you know, we can think about it in different ways. It just means morpho, of course, this is a source code, if you will. It's
sure.
A field that's like the root field. And it the way that I see things is I can even see the quantum entanglement pieces. It's very interesting how we're entangled. So I thought you're talking about non-local reality and what the scientists call spooky action at a distance is really it's really lovely and oh so true.
Yeah. And it's fascinating that you can see it. Do you see it in color? Do you see it in ways that our eyes, if you could actually draw it on a picture or have somebody animate it, do you see it in those terms or is it just like a seeing, like knowingness?
I see it through multiple channels, just like we perceive the world through five senses. It's very interesting. In my new book, The Forbidden Text, I definitely write about how one of the characters perceives, but it can be through wave patterns. For example, certain emotions have a particular frequency to them, much like color. So hatred and anger and guilt and shame and bliss and gratitude, all of them have a different vibrational bandwidth.
Right.
And so for me, it's easy to see where somebody's sitting. Cancer, for example, has a particular frequency pattern and a particular color that often pops up in the field. Other incidents, which I would call hot spots, they can look like a tangle of energy in somebody's field. And if I reach out to touch them, whether it's, you don't have to touch them with your hand, but you can reach out with your field, I usually end up popping into a hologram of what that hot spot is about. So it can happen in so many different ways, instantaneous knowing or replay of the scene in my mind or congruency patterns. A lot of times, you know how when you're doing homeopathic testing, they often do muscle testing or they're testing for congruencies and incongruencies. I could just, if somebody holds something, I can see it. It can be anything from something that looks like very complex mathematics to wave patterns. It's usually color is not necessarily the predominant presentation for me.
And, you know, I'm fascinated by this because, you know, what I've been saying for a number of years is, you know, I'm a former research statistician. I came from a fairly mainstream background, scientific realm. And people think, you know, energy healing and channeling, isn't that pretty bizarre? And yet I'm sure from some other level, I've been saying to people, I know that from another level, it's purely scientific and we just haven't learned to measure it. It sounds like you're already perceiving aspects of that.
Definitely. And I've been overwhelmed by the support that I've received from researchers. I recently was watching a Stephen Hawking lecture and some of the physicists that are in the quantum realms are so quick to help me understand what I'm perceiving from the physics side. And even up at Stanford, I've been very, very blessed. Russell Targ, who did the 20-year research program called Project Stargate, where they were investigating the powers of remote viewing and EFT.
Fascinating,
He read my book and just like gave it a glowing recommendation. He says, I don't even know how she knows all these things, but he was so excited. He wanted to go on tour together with his new book, which I think is fantastic as well.
That's great.
And it's the scientific support for ESP.
Uh-huh.
So physics, I think, is just now getting to the point where they're really able to measure what people who have broader bandwidth abilities can perceive. And I think I always had some abilities. My dad was in part Native American. He had some abilities. It kept him alive as an intelligence agent. But I truly believe that my near-death experiences really opened floodgates for me in terms of being able to perceive. And sometimes it's a good, you know, I guess it's always a good thing, but for example, when I was touring in Israel, I would get a sense for an upcoming problem, if you
yes,
will, an
yes.
upcoming terrorist attack.
Yeah.
You can feel it on the waves of the ether.
Sure.
But overall, my mission is so clear, and it's to help people to get rid of those things that are holding them back. Because truly, where we are on the planet right now, we need to get rid of the core toxic emotions and the core fractures, because that's going to help us stop killing each other. It's our separation from source, and our separation from others, that feeling that we're alone, that makes it possible for us to even do those things. And then from an innovative standpoint, to help save the planet and what we've done, thinking we're separate from the planet, we really need to, and I do a lot of work in this regard already, but we need to take the lid off of the caps that people have put on what's possible. So if you're talking to a researcher or even somebody in their own individual lives, they often have a very myopic view of what's possible.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, really they're stopping their own ability to create that next level, whether that's innovating something to take greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere, or whether that's creating new opportunity in your own life. We cap ourselves, if you will, with our limiting beliefs that are all the way down within our junk DNA. I mean, the broadcast that comes out from the morphogenetic field imprints and hard codes into what scientists used to call our junk DNA, which is, of course, in fact, not junk at all.
Right.
It contains imprinted language.
Okay, so when you take the, you know, typical person, okay, they've got this imprint. And most people have these toxic emotions that you're talking about. Most people have these wounds. Now, first of all, how do these wounds appear? It's like, okay, so we're born with a life purpose, a source code, so to speak. And then something gets in the way. How does that show up in our field?
You mean, how does it appear, or why does it occur?
Both. You know, what does it look like? And also, why does it stick with us for so long?
Yeah. Well, the way core fractures appear to me oftentimes is a lot like you could imagine a fault line looks in the earth. It really looks like a fracturing or a tearing within the fabric of the field itself. And in that, when it happens, people lose their strength and their willpower, and they even forget the essence of who they are. If you think about a horse, for example, way back when we used to have the Wild West, you would have a horse in its natural state, would be wild and free, and would never stay inside a corral and would buck somebody off of their back.
Sure.
Once they broke the horse's spirit, once that horse experienced enough trauma during that experience, suddenly the horse forgets that it can jump over the fence.
Ah.
It just forgets the very nature of the power that it has.
Right.
And it becomes, you know, very docile, lets people on its back, and it submits, if you will. And we end up with that same kind of fracturing when our trust gets broken. And this oftentimes happens when we're very, very young.
Sure.
So, and in that breakage, which I see as a tear or a fracturing wound, and in certain cases, I've seen people who've been badly damaged through sexual abuse or through war zones, or any.
Sure.
I even see shatter patterns within the field. Cult abuse, you get a shatter pattern, and that's like a mirror that's broken. It's just, and so it's possible to mend that again with a particular frequencies of love, very pure love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the core toxic emotions actually sit one layer up. If you wanted to imagine your morphogenetic fields like a 3-layer cake, the bottom layer would be this, the grid itself, and the next layer up would be like where the oil spill would happen. The toxic emotions look like oozy, dense goop that really is interesting because its vibration becomes fertile soil for illness within our body.
Ah, it's interesting because I've always perceived it to be like sticky. Like
it is.
Yeah, that's the way it feels to me as well.
And at the quantum level, it's fascinating because it leaves us so entangled with the past or whoever we have that emotion with. So I can see this goop within somebody's field, and I can see how it's affecting the cell tissue. And, of course, it's affecting their current relationships. But the second somebody actually re-vibrates into that experience, that wound, that hurt, that pain, and it flashes in their field, you can see all of these entanglements, not only the original entanglement where the goop originated, but all the times they've repeated it with other people. It all like lights up in the field. Now, the cool thing about that is that when you heal it at core, it acts like a common denominator and neutralizes everything at once because the vibration of the toxic emotion is a single vibration. So it's a little bit like math. You know, you cancel that out and everything gets released that's associated with that one core toxic emotion.
So if you heal that toxic emotion, you know, using pure love and some other approaches that I'm going to have you talk about, and you clear out that gunk, so to speak, that stickiness, that those blockages, then with the quantum entanglement, how does it affect others where they've been like connected to you in that field based on the repetition of the woundedness with the other relationships? Let's say it happens when you're a child and then you find one mate and you have that kind of problem. Then you find a best friend and you have that kind of problem. How does it affect the other people who've been in your life or who are currently in your life?
Well, what a gift it is for them because as a soul, they have shown up to help you repeat a lesson. You'd asked me earlier how people end up with what they end up with. The near-death experience when I was 12 was really, really interesting in terms of understanding that. And I was shown that you don't have to believe in past lives or not, but I was shown that whatever it is that we're wanting to learn or experience as an individual here on the planet, we basically set ourselves up. If you do believe in past lives, you could even think that you had brought forward with you anything that was left unlearned or that you didn't really do so well in your previous lifetimes. And you set yourself up. You choose the right environment, the right family to get started with kind of seeing your way through all of that. And once you've seen your way through it, then, boy, you've got this beautiful path to walk. So it's intriguing. When you heal it, all these souls who showed up for you to help you get strong and to get through this and to remember the essence of love, which is who we really are, they're free. They no longer need to be the abuser or the repeater of that pattern. Now, they themselves may not know what to do next, but what you've done is cleared the field for either a new healthy relationship or for them to continue to do whatever makes them happy, and you're free to do what makes you happy. But it is common for people to feel the release, and you may not have talked to that person for 20 years, and suddenly then you may get an email that says, "Hey, I was just thinking about you. Are you okay?"
Yes.
They feel, and then everybody feels lighter and freer, and it's like a fresh start.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, we've got to go to a quick break here, but when we return, we're going to chat more about this amazing topic with Dawn Clark. Dr. Joe Dispenza, best-selling author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself and co-star of the hit movie What the Bleep, is bringing his progressive workshop to Seattle June 28th through 30th. In this transformational workshop, Dr. Joe will help you to release those thoughts, habits, and emotions that get in the way of living the life you deserve and empower you to step into a new level of being. Join Dr. Joe June 28th through 30th in Seattle. For more information, visit drjoedispenza.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. but I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and we're talking to you from the KKNW AM 1150 studio here in Seattle, but we're also reaching out to people through cable radio network, through WBLQ in the Northeast, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm talking today with Dawn Clark, who has some fascinating things to share with us about our fields and about how to clear toxic emotions. But before we start focusing on how to move forward into living our soul blueprint, so to speak, Dawn, can you please share with our listeners what your website is?
Oh, sure. My website is dawnclark.net, dawnclark.net.
Okay. And you've got various programs out there, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in detail, but you have some special offers for people, don't you?
I do. We just released my first novel, which is a transformational thriller. Century City News said it was like Indiana Jones meets the Bourne Identity meets the Celestine Prophecy. Uh-huh. And to get people in touch with that, we're giving books away. So there's a place on the website to register for the book drawings that we're doing. And for the people who register for the book drawings, within the next 3 weeks or so, I'm going to be releasing a three-part free video training program where I actually talk about how to activate your source code for money and success. And I talk about how to activate your, you know, your soul print, if you will, and to start to upgrade anything in your life. And I give the frameworks. It's almost 3 hours worth of instructional material that I have in that. So if you register for the free book, I will be happy to send you the free three-part video training program when it comes out, which will be within the next month, 3 weeks probably.
Wonderful. And, you know, I've listened to some of your audio recordings, and that includes meditations. The meditations that you do are really powerful. And, you know, we've got a lot of traffic. We've got a lot of people who listen driving their cars. So I don't want to go there on this show, but I encourage people to get onto dawnclark.net and to check these things out because, you know, I'm very aware of my own field in various ways and, you know, very sensitive to energy. And I just sat there and, you know, was motivated to sort of just sit down in the middle of listening to all this and followed your guided meditation. And I could feel some very powerful shifts within my field. So it's wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank Thank you. Well, you know, in the meditations are very deep, and I appreciate your feedback about that. In the deepest of the meditations, I've included an audio track that has codes put into it. So everything is energy vibrating at different speeds, and it can be either in visual wave or audio wave or vibrational wave, all of these things. And in the back of this soundtrack, I've taken codes that I got when I was on the other side that contain frequencies that help us to heal and get connected with our higher selves and our source code. And I put them in the back of the meditations. And these are codes I sent to Dr. Emoto's lab in Japan. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. Emoto, who did the pictures of the water crystals that were restructured by virtue of, right?
Right. So let's just give our listeners a little background. He's done a lot of research putting labels on jars and then freezing some of the water and looking at the crystalline structure under a microscope afterwards. And so if it says hate or anger versus love and, gratitude, the crystals look very different. The love, gratitude, the higher vibrational emotions, words, just the words on the jars, bring out these beautiful crystals. And the ones such as anger, hate, those look like really asymmetrical, and they're kind of disturbing to look at.
Very chaotic, chaotic. And he's also done the same with music. He's played music to the water prior to freezing it and then frozen it and defrosted it to take pictures. And the same type of phenomenon occurs. So we sent these particular codes over there, and with the baseline water, which was just a regular bottle of water that you buy at the grocery store, it looked like, though it was terrible, it looked like chaos. It was completely disassembled and spread all over and had no organization to it whatsoever. And after the codes, much like the difference between hatred and gratitude symbols, they turned into beautiful snowflake crystals in these doorways. And just from the frequency that's contained within these codes, when I received these codes, I was asking for a way to help people heal that was fast, safe, easy, and effective. And I didn't really understand the physics behind it until I began working with some researchers from Stanford and became exposed to Bill Tiller's work and some other people. So it's fascinating. If you think of everything as frequency, you can understand that when we encounter things that do us harm, that has a vibration to it, and that there's an antidote wave to it as well.
Oh, that's important. Say that again.
Yeah. Well, everything is energy, and when we encounter something, even a television show that's very brutal or shows you something that's gory, there's a frequency to that information, and it can cause us harm. There are antidote frequencies as well that actually cancel out the harmful waves, and this is physics. This is if you take something that's out of 180 degrees out of phase with the harmful wave, you've created a canceling effect. You've totally canceled out the negative.
Sure.
And that's how we do the deep healing work. There are antidote frequencies to the trauma, to the core toxic emotions, and to the limiting beliefs. And when you apply the antidote frequencies to your particular situation, there's a protocol, a process, and it's amazing when these things get neutralized. You feel so free. I had one patient who was, he was remarkable. He was a 72-year-old psychiatrist who came with stage 4 cancer in less than 3 months to live. And it was an incredible experience. And I don't want to really fit this all the way over into health, but I do think health is just a way to see things materialize that's relevant and easy to measure for all of us.
Sure.
When he came to see me, the first question I had to ask him was, do you want to live or do you want to die? Because I can help you do both really well.
Oh.
And he said to me, I don't know. And I said, call me back when you decide.
Well,
we have to choose. Yeah, everything is a choice. And no choice is also a choice. So that's the first thing I would tell everybody. Choose life. Choose to take that next step and know that there's a way to get there. You may not know how right now, but choose life. And choose what you want to create and ask for the help to bridge the gap, and it will come. But most people just stay checked out and numbed out and sort of trying to pass through life, and they're not living.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me back 2 weeks later, and his time clock was ticking. The cancer had metastasized into his arm, his leg, and his spine. And he was walking barely with cane. And I said, you know, if these antidote frequencies and everything works the way I've seen it work, I said, how soon do you expect that you'd see results? And his answer to me was, well, you know, protein synthesis this and something else that. And he said 3 months would be the earliest. And I said, well, you're supposed to be gone in 3 months, so how about we make that 3 weeks? And he said, oh, that's impossible. And I said, well, if everything's energy vibrating at different speeds, I said, that's a limiting belief that we need to replace with something else.
Right.
The short version is, within a month, his cancer went from, his PSA went from over 700 to 38.6, in the second month to 0.8, and then the third month to 0, and he's still alive 12 years later. What I found even more remarkable than all of that is that at the end of this, he looked at me and he said, Dawn, I want you to know the most remarkable thing is not that I lived. Uh-huh. It's that I was in psychiatry for over 40 years and I never found peace in my mind. I never found inner peace. And that's what I feel now.
Yes.
And that's because he got rid of all those, you know, those interference patterns that nag at us all the time.
Right.
Whether it's that limiting belief that won't leave your mind, that self-doubt or that toxic emotion or that wound, that fracture that you just can't shake. We can't find peace until that's healed. And then, of course, he changed his profession and he went and did what he wanted to do always but didn't think he could. So that was his soul essence. His passion and his purpose, stepping forward and finding support here on the planet. It's amazing, just amazing.
What an amazing story, Dawn.
And it can happen for all of us. We don't have to wait until we're stage four. Please, let's not.
Yes. And I think that people often get really hung up on the physical symptoms, but it's only that the physical symptoms are there because they haven't been listening to all the other inner messages.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. And then by the time we've developed physical symptoms, it's certainly fixable, but my goodness, wouldn't it be great if we got there before our body needed to be that last stand?
Oh, absolutely.
And we can have such a wonderful life materializing and learning how to do, I think of it like intentional or conscious acts of creation.
Right.
When we become aware of how all this happens.
Yes, and I really do want to talk to you about your approach to manifesting, because it's unique and it's key to manifesting, when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm talking with Don Clark. Don, before the break, we were talking about the toxic emotions and ways to sort of balance out those frequencies to heal those. But beyond healing our wounds, we want to manifest those heart, you know, filled desires, those our imprinted mission. How do we go about doing that?
Wow, that is such a great question. And you're absolutely right in getting people thinking in that direction, because you can start doing the materialization process before you get rid of all your toxic emotions. This is not a linear thing. The toxic emotions may still create drag, but you can go ahead and start materializing. Mm-hmm. The way to do it, we have to understand that we need to move from a want. A lot of us think in terms of I want this and I want that.
Sure.
We have to move from the vibration of want, which will not actually get you what you want,
uh-huh,
into the gratitude of already having it, and move. This is the shortcut version. There's actually, I could talk to you an hour about the entire process, but
sure,
one of the keys is there's an effect that I like to call the triple bottom line, which really opens up a lot of doors. So if you can think about why what it is you want to materialize is good for you,
uh-huh,
good for others, and why it's good for the world at large, and why it's on path through all of that, right?
Right.
And
I just want to emphasize this one more time, because this, I think, is key. It's not just about wanting the car. It's about wanting the car so that you can run the errands, so that you can get to your speaking engagements, so that you can, you know, shuttle your family members around, whatever it is, for fulfilling purpose that
exactly
ultimately helps others.
Exactly. And then if you can move into the gratitude that you were able to serve in that way and be on path, it ignites the field in a way that opens, you could think of it like opening raw fields of potential that have yet to be formed. Science has recently proven up that we don't live in this finite energy realm. We can actually cause new energy to appear out of nothingness. Now,
ooh,
the Planck scale they found, yeah, and the Planck raw fields of potential that are as yet unformed, they don't respond to the vibration of want. Science has proven they respond to the vibration of benevolence. So this is so powerful, and I really think people benefit from a lot of practice in doing this just in their daily lives. When I think about my day first thing in the morning and I think about all the things I need to do, instead of feeling those as a burden, I take myself through and I'm grateful that I got to do those things, and I think about the difference it made and how on path it was, and I allow my heart to fill with joy watching it all come to fruition, and then I allow the joy to spill into gratitude that I was so facilitated and that everything worked out so well and that I was able to be of service. And I don't mean that in the martyrdom sense. There is such joy when you are on path. It feels like you've come home.
Yes.
It feels like you've come home. It's not like you're sacrificing. And that particular vibration with all of the elements, it includes what you need. It includes the support. And you don't even have to be specific. It wraps it up in a way that the universe and the, if we don't even go to kind of a psycho-spiritual realm, from a physics standpoint, you're setting yourself up to succeed.
Right.
You're set. Yeah. So So I love explaining this both in terms of what I perceive and from the underlying physics, made very simple to apply to everyday life. But even if we then think about the power that we have with our attention, like literally what we look at, the power we have to collapse quantum waves into particles.
Okay, so explain a little bit more about that, because this is a really important point.
Yeah, this is called the observer effect. Mm-hmm. And science has shown us that an electron can exist as a wave and a particle simultaneously until someone looks at it. And that someone could even be an electronic-looking device. But once attention is paid to it, it causes the particle to stop acting like a wave and start acting like a particle. And this is key to materialization. So if you want to materialize something, you need to look for the good things that match up with what you want to materialize, rather than always seeing what's not working in your life.
Yes.
Because if you're paying attention to what's not working, you're going to be collapsing more quantum waves in that very same pattern.
Right.
And this is why I encourage people, you know, I know the news are important, but statistically speaking, it's less traumatic to listen to the news than it is to see the pictures. And if you're going to engage in the news, try to not like re-imprint over and over and over and over and over in the same day with it. Find some things where you can direct your attention that are congruent with what you want to get out of life. And
so,
you will facilitate yourself.
So let's say that you're watching film footage of the bombings in Boston, and you see people rushing to the aid to help others, despite the fact that there's this risk of other bombs going off, of this chaos. If you're going to watch that, first of all, you know, watch it once, not 5,000 times, you know, but also to see that, oh, there are people who are risking their lives because they care. It's out of pure love and connection for strangers, and to see that and emphasize that. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Right. And to see the miracle in that, and to see the people extending their homes and their resources to help others, that is magic.
Yes.
That is magic. And part of our test down here, our evolutionary test as souls, is to be able to see through the illusion of the human condition, if you will. And the more we see through that, the less of this blight of spirit there will be. So, you know, I take in my new novel, I take terrorism head on in terms of addressing new ways to deal and to actually start to neutralize that. It's very interesting, but I don't think that doing more of what we've been doing is the answer.
Yes,
it doesn't really solve the problem.
Yeah. Well, we've proven that time and time again, haven't we?
Yeah, but we still do it, right? Because we don't have any new solutions.
Yes.
So within our own lives, these fundamental principles of quantum mechanics are at play every single day, and you can truly increase your probability of success by understanding how to function at this level. Another thing that I see that really impacts people is that they never set an expectation. They don't ever say, I expect to succeed at this. And if you ask somebody, well, do you expect to succeed? You'll find them, well, I don't know. It's like Bill Tiller's work about conditioning the field. Bill Tiller showed through scientific research that depending on your beliefs about an experiment, for example, and what would happen, or you could condition, you may be able to explain this more eloquently than I am, but you can actually condition space to predispose it, or a scientific experiment to have an outcome.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the space, I was involved in some research with him and teaching healing seminars, and the space was conditioned before people ever showed up to take the seminar, days before. So that space is conditioned to support people in their expectations and you know, in their transformation, in their belief.
Absolutely. And so simply by checking your expectations and affirming that you expect to succeed. And if you don't expect to succeed, then that's a great place for starting to say why, and you will immediately see your limiting beliefs. Nonetheless, you know, even if you don't have time to do the essential upgrade for, you know, for money and success or get rid of those limiting beliefs, just affirm to yourself, no, I expect to succeed. I'm going to focus on what I want. Do your triple bottom line exercise, and you're already starting to open doors for creating what you want. Another phenomenon that I see that can really get in people's way is just the simple act of change can unnerve people and cause them to go right back to the familiar way of doing things.
Right.
So whenever you're upgrading your life or evolving, you are, think of it like Legos. You are dismantling the Legos to create something new. So let's say you had a Lego castle built, now you want to create a Lego starship. There's a moment where you have to take all the Legos apart to reform it. The same thing happens when we change at our core level, when we heal. Like we talked earlier, some people who were serving perhaps in ways that you do not wish to experience any longer, let's say it's betrayal or abuse, you know, there's a changing of the field, a changing of the guard. And
Dawn, we're just about out of time. I want you to remind people of your website.
DawnClark.net.
Yes, and you've got some free offers for people there. There's also going to be a free offer on my website, StellarReflections.com. Go to the Christine's Radio Show page, and you'll be able to link your way over to Dawn's freebies and her wonderful website. I strongly encourage you to learn more and to try out some of her programs. Thank you so much, Dawn, for joining me today.
Oh, Christine, it's been wonderful. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
And next week, it's going to be Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.